with Maurice and the Doctor on Triple J.
17 after 7 on your Friday morning, and I believe we are very excited to have a very special guest on today.
That's right.
Very special.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
The smile on your... The smile is almost splitting your face apart.
Hello, Regina Spector.
Hello.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in New York.
Mm-hmm. At home, at work, in the shops, whereabouts?
No, I'm actually, I came to my manager's office so that you could call in, not on my cell phone, because I didn't want to drop your call live on air, and you'd be going, hello, hello?
That's very kind of you.
We have many of those awkward moments of our own volition anyway.
So how have you been, Regina? Because I noticed on your website that you had to cancel a few shows not so long ago. Was it due to vertigo?
Yeah, that was probably, I guess it was about a year ago now.
Oh, right. Well, you need to update your website.
What?
I said you need to update your website then. But are you well and truly over that?
Oh, yeah, that took a very long time, but I'm better now.
Yeah, good.
Was it related at all to stage fright?
No, it was an ear infection. It was just something that I got sick while touring, and then it just got worse and worse, unbeknownst to me. Like, it just settled in my ear, and then it took, probably about a good half a year for it to be fully gone.
Did you try some of those remedies like the Hopi ear candles, where you have a candle put up to your ear to suck all the wax out and stuff?
No, I didn't.
Okay, just for next time. Yeah.
She was trusting in science instead.
Well, come on, ear candles are as scientific as it gets.
So what have you been up to recently then, Regina?
I'm working on my new record now.
And how's that going?
And it's going good, thanks. It's very exciting to be making a new one, of course. So,
what are you writing on? Are you writing on a piano or on guitar?
I always write on piano. Usually, I really don't know how to play guitar well at all.
As a lot of bands, after they put out their first record and then they tour, and then the second record is always about hotel rooms and touring. And how many Vertigo songs are we going to have on your new record? Ear infection, the ear infection blues.
Nothing about. I had a song called Hotel Song on my first record. So I guess I got it out of my system.
But what about your ear? Are there any songs about that?
No. Are you very disappointed?
I am. Yeah. Do you know what I am?
I think I'll write an ear, nose, throat song just for you.
Thank you very much. You'd always cover U2's Vertigo, I suppose, if you were to head down that road. But you don't.
Yeah. I'd have to start wearing tighter pants.
So, well, we're talking about covers because when you were here at Triple J, it was probably about a year ago now, you performed Real Love by John Lennon, and the song absolutely captured the hearts of all Australians. In fact, people have been requesting this song so much, people are actually going to be walking down the aisle and getting married to your version of John Lennon's Real Love.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's really incredible. That makes me so happy. It's really amazing. I don't even remember how I got through playing, because remember I had a different melody. I had a cane and everything. I really messed up my hip before coming on that tour.
Yeah,
that's right. You're walking.
So I was all on painkillers.
So do you remember performing? Do you remember being in room 227 at the ABC?
Yeah, I remember the big room, right?
Yeah, and we had the big piano.
Piano. Yeah.
Do you think there's a good backup career for you as a wedding singer if this whole, album thing doesn't work out?
You know, I think that I covers are so difficult for me. I would probably just, in that movie, The Wedding Singer, mm-hmm. The part that was the guy that was sort of like the Boy George guy in the band, and he would play the same three songs over and over.
Do you
that
really
would be me. I'd just go around and around. I only know like three covers, and I think I would just keep. It's kind of very high pressure, I think, for me to do covers. It's much easier to just write a new song of my own.
We've got Regina Spektor on the line, live from New York City this morning here on Triple J. You were talking about how you write your songs on pianos. For a lot of songwriters, they carry around their guitars wherever they go, and it's kind of easy for them to whip them out and put a melody down.
Yeah, it's lucky bastards.
Yeah, it's a bit more difficult for you. Do you have to? Does it mean when you're in songwriting phase, you have to be close to a piano in case inspiration strikes?
Yeah, and I think that's why, you know, I think a lot of the time I have written some a cappella songs just because there's been no pianos around, and I just sort of have to write a song, so it just becomes just the voice. But yeah, I have to be in like close piano proximity.
And does it have to be a piano? Can it be like a little Casio tone keyboard?
Or a guitar?
Oh yeah, no. Guitars, see, they're harder, but a little keyboard I could do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd be happy to know that the ABC has taken receipt of two more grand pianos, massive ones, much fancier than the one you played with last time. So next time you're here, you've got two pianos to write on.
Well, that's exciting.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing my excitement, Regina. Well,
Regina, are you getting dressed up for Halloween, which would be, I guess, tomorrow your time?
Yeah, I really think that this year I have found the perfect person that I love, that I have been getting in the mood by watching all the old episodes, and I think I'm going to go as Sophia Petrillo of the Golden Girls.
Oh, that is brilliant! And what a beautiful tribute to a show that, you know, lost a member this year.
I know, I love her. I love Estelle Getty, and I've been... at first it was just, you know, when she passed away, I went sort of as a tribute, and I thought, oh, I'll just watch a couple of episodes. And I got so into it, I rewatched every single episode.
So
and it was just like, I'd be like, it would be like 4 in the morning, and I'd be so tired, I'd be like, I have to go to sleep. Okay, one more.
So is there a song about Golden Girls on the new Regina Spektor album?
Well, I wish it worked like that. It doesn't work like that. I'll be, like, thinking about the Golden Girls, and then I'll, like, write a song about, I don't know, a puppy or something.
A puppy named Estelle Getty.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to have a lot of correlation, too. I don't know. Something's wrong with the neuron connectors in there somewhere, so...
Oh, Regina, listen, thanks so much for chatting to us here in Australia.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much to all the wonderful people and for, like, listening to my songs. It's amazing, and I'm really grateful that you like Real Love, and I'm really glad that, you know...
We like it almost as much,
what?
As your original songs.
Yeah, there's a lot of love in Australia for Regina Spektor, originals and covers as well. When do we expect a new album for you?
Well, I'm going to try really hard to finish it before the new year, and then, you know, and then you could send those questions to the record label after that.
Absolutely.
That's why you didn't give us your mobile number.
I'm going to do my part, and then we'll see how slow or fast they are.
All right, well.
But I'm really excited, and I really can't wait to be back, and hopefully I'll be back for longer than last time so that I could, you know, travel around. I want to go to that island where there's all those dogs, wild dogs.
Fraser Island with the dingoes.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go see that, and I want to see the Great Barrier Reef.
Well, you better hurry. There's not too much left.
We'll look it in for you. In the meantime, until Regina Spektor's new album comes out, of course, you can enjoy her very fine work, her version of John Lennon's Real Love, which is the opening track on the brand new Triple J Like a Virgin CD, Volume 4. And here it is for you this morning on Triple J. See you later, Regina. Thanks heaps.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Robbie, Marie and the Doctor. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple J.